about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I like this one email. WR writes, Doctor, sorry if this comes across too bold, but as a fellow physician, I've listened to you all week, and I think you need... Okay, I was afraid he was going to say, I need a couple more years of medical school. I think you need to add... Excuse me, a Medrol dose pack to your current regimen. You sound phlegmy. I love it. You see, you guys aren't the only ones who get free medical advice. If I want free medical advice, all I have to do is go on air with my cold or crap, whatever crud I'm dealing with, and there'll be some doctor out there that'll give me some advice. You see, this is how you handle Obamacare. Get yourself a radio show. Right? Do some good, and some good will come to you. I don't think I ever have to worry about access, to be honest, because all I have to do is go on air and say, are any of you doctors out there? I have a hemorrhoid that's thrombosed. Have at it. And I'm pretty sure somebody will try to reach through the radio and dethrombatize my hemorrhoid. It's wonderful. Let me say something about steroids, all of you, because I almost said all y'all. Because with steroids, I gotta tell you, the thought has crossed my mind. Okay, I've been on antibiotics now. This wasn't viral. There was no way that what I had was viral. This was a deep, nasty butt infection of something. And I'm actually almost better, except I am phlegmy. Thank you. And that is a medical term, phlegmy. I guess the definition would be ridden with phlegm. And my goblet cells and my mucus, you know what they're doing. And unfortunately, I just ate, so it's I can't talk. I can't give you all the details because I'll make myself sick. And, oh, boy. And sometimes... We don't just take a Z-Pack, which I didn't take. I didn't think a Z-Pack would even cut this sucker. We go for another type of pack called the Medrol Dose Pack. Now, some of you guys, right, you know, many of you, right, you carry, right? And in addition to carrying your weapon, you also have in your holster a Z-Pack and a Medrol Dose Pack, right? Choo-choo. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, right? Medrol Dose Packs are nice. I have never taken a Medrol Dose Pack. I have taken, like, a couple little pills of steroid when my doctor would put me on it for a hive-type thing or whatever, but I'm scared of steroids. And I shouldn't be because I'm very comfortable prescribing them. But for me, you know, with my losing weight and you know, starting to get happy that, you know, I could see my feet again, you know, I'm just afraid to kick in the steroids. But the truth of the matter is the steroids that we use for infections and mucus and phlegm, et cetera, the short-term pack shouldn't make you gain weight. Yeah, you may have a period on it, which is another thing that scares me. You know, sometimes if you get a steroid shot or if you go on a steroid pack, that can mess up your cycle a little bit. But, you know, when you're wet and mucousy and phlegmy, these steroids really do nice. You know, even for a sinus infection. You know, how many of you have had one of those sinus infections where it feels like there's a knife in your sinus, but not just a knife? We're talking about a knife being turned and dug in where you can't even eat because your teeth hurt. Those kinds of sinus infections I'll sometimes prescribe a steroid for. Now, mind you, you shouldn't take a steroid pack or steroids if you have kidney issues, if you have liver issues, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes. If you are in the abyss of flu season and you don't want to be immunosuppressed, you know, many people this time of year, they come to my office wanting a Kenalog shot, right? Because they have their sinusy, you know, their bronchitis is acting up. So they want a rip-roaring dose of a steroid, a 40 milligram Kenalog shot. My problem is I don't want to be giving you guys a big rip-roaring dose of Kenalog right before flu season. And this is the time, by the way, to get your flu shots. Okay? I know some of us, it's still 90-degree weather outside, but this is the time to get your flu shots. Okay? Right? We are expecting a rough flu season. I know we see that every year, but can you imagine the idiot that says, you know what, don't worry about the flu this year. It's going to be mild. Then it's going to be rough. So we all, because many of us are afraid of the jinx, we all say, oh, it's going to be a bad one. It's going to be a bad one, so that we're all pleasantly surprised when it isn't. And yes, we do get to sell flu shots. Absolutely. But be very careful, guys, when it comes to the steroids, okay? Because these things, the reason why steroids work is it decreases your inflammatory response. And much of what you feel when you get sick, your coughing, your sneezing, your stuffiness, is the inflammatory response. So, of course, you take a steroid and you feel better. I get that. Okay, but why are you having that inflammatory response to begin with? You're having it because your body is trying to fight the infection. Your body is trying to prevent the infection from going deeper. That's why you cough stuff out. That's why you sneeze things out. The reason why you get swollen and congested is it's a form of walling it off. So you may feel like crap, but, you know, sometimes it takes a few days or a week to get over being sick. Somehow, between 1992... and 1997, America decided that with the rise of the Z-Pak, we could go to work later that night or the next day and not feel sick anymore. Whereas in the olden days, you'd sit home for a week and you'd nurse your cold. You'd drink hot soup, you'd take juices, hot toddies, that kind of stuff, right? Now it's like, no, I need to take my Z-Pak and get to work, and I understand that. A lot of you cannot take a week off work for a cold. If I had a staff person who took off a whole week, I would probably be calling the hospitals to make sure she's okay. Nowadays, with antibiotics, boom, we're able to go back to work the next day. Should we go back to work while we're still sick? No. Are you still contagious? Yes. Are we adding insult to injury when it comes to antibiotic resistance? Yes. But we're spoiled. Our bosses are spoiled. So what do? If we can't get the Z-Pak, we ask for a steroid pack. So you're right. I probably could use some steroids, but I don't want to go there. All right, guys, when we come back, a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this pilot that had a heart attack mid-flight and the Colorado cantaloupe farmers getting arrested for the listeria outbreak. Don't go away.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Was I talking with the mic on? Whew. I was just complaining to somebody in the studio that this cold was kicking my... Yeah, and then the mic was on. So you see, I'm good. You know, I'm allowed to cuss when I talk about colds. I mean, come on, I've been feeling like crap for days. But I'm feeling good now. We got a lot of news to talk about. First of all, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I'm putting up with my phlegm. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty sad story here where a Seattle-bound flight had to be diverted after the pilot suffered a heart attack. It was United Flight 1603, scheduled to land in Seattle at 8 o'clock at night from Houston to Seattle. And unfortunately, it was forced to land in Boise after its pilot suffered a heart attack. A passenger on the flight said a crew member made an in-flight announcement on the loudspeaker asking if anybody on board was a physician. I've been there. That's, yeah. And you get up and, you give your, drink to somebody else and you get to work. In a conversation to air traffic control, a member of the United crew said, "We got a man down. Chest compression is going on right now. I'm not sure too much right now." Now, the Boeing 737 did land safely in Boise. The pilot was taken to St. Alphonsus Hospital. Unfortunately, was later pronounced dead. Apparently, there was a first-year resident doctor. Well, jobs. Well done. An intern was there. She got up and started to perform CPR. Unfortunately, the pilot was pretty heavy. Weighed over 300 pounds. So they had to move him out of the cockpit and into the first class cabin to perform CPR. Now you would probably, I mean, anytime we perform CPR, it was always in the first class cabin. There's always more room, right? There's ice and champagne and all sorts of good stuff in first class. You know, in the coach, all you got are peanuts, if that. I don't even think we get peanuts anymore. Now they give us this mix that's kind of like a Chex mix where I could only actually eat two or three of the pieces in the mix. So there's really not much you could do if you had to do any MacGyver medicine. But with 300 pounds, unfortunately, it probably took some time to move them. And when it comes to heart attack, every second counts. I know, you know, a lot of us take this for granted. And we say, look, you know, somebody had CPR, they died, then they came back. And you hear these stories of people who were dead for 45 minutes and came back. And then this one doctor thinks that you can actually bring somebody back even an hour after death. But for the most part, like what we dealt with in our family, a sudden heart attack, a massive MI is a massive MI. And seconds, unfortunately, count. So it sounds like a first-year resident jumped up to help. I'm not sure if there were other physicians who helped. But unfortunately, passengers could read the crew's faces, and they thought that this was not, unfortunately, somebody they could save. So, all passengers are safe. They're in, landed in Seattle at about midnight. But, you know, it's scary to think as a passenger, your pilot has a heart attack. The co-pilot landed the plane and an off-duty pilot that was on board ran into the cockpit to help fly. You know, we always talk about who do we want on the plane next to us. Some of us say Brad Pitt, right? No. Okay. You know, who do you want on a plane? You want an air marshal, you want an off-duty pilot, and you always want a doctor. That's what you want. Okay. And somebody who has extra tampons, because you never know, you know, but for the most part, you know, you could do really nicely if you have an air marshal, ex-pilot, and, doctor. You know, my husband's a pilot, never flew commercial planes, but, you know, I asked him, I go, if anything goes wrong, because every time I get on a plane, I'm expecting a code, because it's happened so many times whenever I fly, that some people don't want me on the plane, because then they think I'm bad luck, because something's going to happen. But, and I don't sit there and look for it to happen. I take a window seat, so I could kind of hide up against the seat. I have my pillow, I pack my pillow, I go to sleep. I like to be, you know, just do my own thing. But, yes, I am prepared and ready in case something happens. And I always ask my husband, could you help land the plane if we had to? You know, he's like, I mean, I know enough, but I'm really going to need to be talked to by the, air traffic control. I'm like, amen to that, brother. But, you know, in terms of prepping for CPR, I'm glad that an intern resident doctor was able to jump up and help. I hope that more of you on a plane know your CPR. I can't urge you enough and implore that many of you get your CPR training. True, you're going to have to move aside and step aside if there's a doctor present, ENT, nurse present, let them do their stuff. But for the most part, you don't always have a doctor traveling. You know, and with Obamacare, many doctors are leaving the profession, so, there's going to be less and less of a chance that you have somebody on the plane with you. Learn your CPR. Know what to do. Get that person supine. Have him lie down. Make sure you protect the neck. Don't just throw them on the ground. If they're heavy, there's still a nice way to carry them down. Loosen a little bit of clothing, but you don't have to start cutting bras off or anything. Let them have some dignity. And then immediately check for a pulse. Check for breathing. If you can't feel a pulse, start the chest compressions. That's what the American Heart Association has told you to do. And we've reviewed how to do the chest compressions. Find mid-nipple line, right, kind of above the breastbone. Put your the bottom of your hand on your dominant hand, right? Then interlock the fingers of your other hand on top of the first dominant hand. And then you do chest compressions about an inch to an inch and a half deep to the beat of Staying Alive or another one, Bites Dust. Duh, duh. That quickly, okay? All right? You want to get over 100 beats a minute because you want to get that heart pumping. You don't have to do a boom and wait. Don't do that. Get that heart pumping because you want to move oxygenated blood to the brain. You may not restart the heart, but if you're moving oxygenated blood, okay, you know, around. And even in venous blood, there's still some oxygenated blood in there. So let's say he's not breathing and you're not getting as much oxygen in there. There's still oxygen in the blood that could get to the brain that the brain could utilize. Okay? If you're savvy with the breaths and how to do the rescue breathing, then do that. Chin lift, head tilt, or head tilt, chin lift. Be very careful again if they've had a neck injury, right? Do a real good suction on that mouth and you blow. Right, if you're worried about germs or HIV or something, get somebody there then that isn't going to be a wussy. But you're trying to save a life. And I've never heard of anybody who got HIV from mouth to mouth. And you know what blows my mind with this whole mouth to mouth fear and people wussing out? Okay, I know what a lot of you guys did in your younger days, okay? You guys and gals put your mouths on everything. Okay, so what is it about a dying man or a dying woman or a dying kid, and then you're going to be selective of what you're putting your mouth on? Come on, people. Yeah, I mean, you know, joints, you guys pass joints around, many of you, right? And you guys aren't worried about germs and it gets soggy or whatever, you know, cigars. You guys pass stuff around each other's mouths, yet you won't put a seal on somebody's mouth to save their life? I think it's flippin' embarrassing that we've had to change our whole CPR protocol just to allow those individuals who don't want to put their mouth on somebody else's. I think that is ridiculous. But that's just, well, you know, people are spoiled. Okay. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You continue to do the CPR until EMS arrives. Now, in terms of this, with the flight diversion, it could have been a 30-minute diversion until they could finally land. Of course, the airport would have rescue crews, ambulances on standby. They will board the plane and start performing the defibrillation and the electrical impulses. They will board the plane to do that. But still, many minutes could go by. Many of you ask, well, when do you quit? Okay, you don't call it. You don't have to call it. If you're not a doctor, you don't have to call it. Unfortunately, some of you will fatigue. So about a minute or two before you think you're going to fatigue doing CPR, what you need to do is you need to assign somebody else to do it, even if you have to teach them. And you could perform CPR on somebody for 30, 40 minutes if you have to. Again, somebody's going to have to do the rescue breaths, though. Okay? Now, one of you had asked, how do the rescue breaths help if you're blowing in carbon dioxide? There's still oxygen. Even in what you outblow and expire and exhale, that has oxygen in it. And again, it's the force that's hopefully forcing other air to move. So it's not only that you're trying to give the person oxygen, is you're trying to cause some sort of ventilation. Make sense? Okay. So, you know, some of you have been concerned that you're going to break somebody's rib and get sued. If you do, then I think whoever finds you guilty, okay, of breaking a rib while you're trying to save a person's life, That ruling should be appealed, and that lawyer should be disbarred, okay, if it ever gets to that. Don't worry about breaking a rib. I would rather the person be alive with a broken rib than dead and not having any bruising. Got that? Okay, don't go away. When we come back, cantaloupe farmers responsible for the Listeria outbreak arrested, and women not feeling like they could rewear the same outfit. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new ePatch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we're coming into a weekend here. And there's this trend that's been going on now for probably the last, I don't know how many decades. And it's a trend, unfortunately, that continually gets propagated, passed down generation to generation. And I think it's a very evil trend. And it affects millions upon millions of women every single day. And it's about time that somebody stops this and just stands up and says, no mas. Now, the trend I'm talking about, which I think is evil beyond evil, is the trend that a woman should not be seen in the same outfit more than once. Okay? Especially in a 1-month period. Now, what this causes us women to do is to, one, compile a closet with hundreds upon hundreds of clothes, and then, B, stress before we have to go to an event or give a talk or go in front of the camera or go on a date. Stress that somebody at the party will have seen me in that dress or that outfit, and I will look like I'm rewearing it. You know, I look at tons of different news articles and outlets and posts, and people are always giving the Duchess crap for, quote-unquote, recycling a dress. Why is that bad? And we are not breaking the habit. Nobody's standing up and saying, to hell with this. You wear a dress over and over again if you like. If a movie star, if a celebrity, if a dignitary rewears something, they are ridiculed on TV. Why aren't we commending people and glorifying people for saving some money, for crying out loud? So anyway, an article came out, a study came out, that a typical woman owns about 107 items of clothing. Now, I don't think underwear counts, tights or whatever. We're talking about 107 items. I can tell you right now, I have more than that. I have the pre-pregnancy clothes. I have my fat clothes. I have my skinny clothes. I have my high school clothes. I just don't throw anything out because I still think the 80s are coming back, and they're coming back strong. But in this particular study, they're finding that because of social media, because of Facebook, Instagram, even posting pics on Twitter, now women have a much more difficult time rewearing something because it's on Facebook. And the funny thing is I could relate to this. You know, I get a lot of pictures taken of me, and unfortunately, most of them are bad. All right, I know, I need to, you know, wax the upper lip. I get that. All right, but unfortunately, I have dresses for years that I may just wear once or twice a year, but I want to wear them once or twice a year. Because those pictures on Facebook, etc., many of you have seen me in the same dress. Somebody could actually probably tally all the pictures and see that I've probably worn a dress over 5 times. No, yes, 5 times. If I am going to spend anything more than $19.99 on a piece of clothing, I'm going to get my money's worth, okay? And Lord have mercy, if I go to a place like Nordstrom's, I spend a few $100 on a dress, oh, that sucker is going to be worn to every wedding I've ever been invited to. Okay, I am going to make good on the money I spend. I want a good return on my investment. Now, the only way I could do that is if everybody else is with me. Now, guys could rewear the same shirt. Guys could get away with that. In fact, guys are smart. Okay, they'll have a couple shirts, and they'll let the lady decide and pick. Very smart. Lady picks the shirt. I usually dig flannel. Whenever my husband's wearing anything kind of cowboy or flannel-y, I love it. Love it. So, my husband then, if he wants me in a good mood that day, okay, because, you know, I don't know, mother-in-law's coming over or he wants to drop some news on me, he will wear one of the shirts I like. So, wifey's in a happy mood. Oh, so you're wearing something that I picked. You value my stylistic instinct. Oh, of course, baby, you always dress me well. See, Nancy? Okay, I'm in a good mood the rest of the day. He could do whatever. I don't care. So, men do it smart. And then men will rewear that shirt because, you know, they got a winner. Then what men will do is say, honey, you know, I love your style. You dress me well. Will you help, you know, find me a shirt to wear? Oh, women love that. Women love that. Meanwhile, he just rope you into going shopping. I don't like to shop. But if my husband says, I need your help to find something that looks good on me, for him to want my opinion, remember, husbands never want their wives' opinions. Ever. So for my husband to want my opinion on a tie, on a shirt, on a belt, on an underwear brand, oh my gosh, you bet your butt, because now that allows me to speak. He has now given me an open forum. There is nothing a woman wants more in a marriage than an open forum to speak. And in my household, give me the microphone. Pass me the mic. That's better than chocolate. Somebody handing me a microphone elicits more euphoria than a chocolate bar ever could. That's the truth. Okay, so now we have women. Now, the clothing retail stores are loving it, okay? Because now you have these Instagram pictures, Facebook pictures. People are freaking out that they wore the same thing. Other girls notice it. They give your daughter or your sister or you this look like, oh, I remember when you wore that outfit. All right, why is this such a big flipping deal? Okay, now, I posted this on Facebook, and of course, my male Facebook buddies, they're practical. I love the way men think. Mix and match. Why aren't you guys mixing and matching? The problem is with that, even though I agree with you, okay, you and I are on the same wavelength, I could easily be a man. But the way I think more like men. I really, really do. Okay? But here's the problem. Women look for that. All right? Anytime I walk anywhere, or anytime I speak anywhere, somebody is always sizing up my outfit. You know, like, now, why did she pick those shoes? Why did she do that? Why did she do that? Okay, and it really makes you feel uncomfortable. And I just want to tell everybody, leave me alone. Okay, this is the way I look. This is the way I am. I is what I is. But no. You know, so they size you up, and they do it on purpose to you. You know you were sized up. I can't stand that. So the mixing and matching, no. Now, I will screw around with a couple scarves. Maybe I'll throw a pin. And, you know, I will mix and match. And then sometimes I just say to heck with it. And the next thing I'm going to do is if somebody is really trying to peek at what I'm wearing, I'm just going to detail in or embroider in. All right? If you don't like what I'm wearing, give me money for new clothes. That's fine. But honestly, if we women don't stand up to this, okay? It's a shame. I would love to get more men on board, but unfortunately, women don't listen to men when it comes to fashion, and they should. Because your husband will say, I don't care. It looks good. It looks good on you, baby. You look skinny in that. So then you rewear it, you know. But unfortunately, women tune men out, and it only matters what the women say. So I say, women, all right, all the ladies out there, ladies, all the ladies, I want us to stand up and fight this and say it is cool to rewear an outfit. It is so damn cool. If you have boots or pumps or heels and they got a couple little scuff marks, that's sexy, right? One of us has to stand up and say, this stuff is sexy, this stuff is cool, and maybe we could change this century-old trend of not rewearing something we spent our hard-earned money for. We're in a depression, for crying out loud. Not a recession, a depression. We need to rewear our clothes. And I'm sick and tired of people looking at me like and remember, I'm not a surgeon, okay? I'm a family doc, okay? We don't make the money like a lot of other people make. And even the surgeons aren't making that much money now. So you bet your ass I'm going to be rewearing clothes. Tough. Now, if we get this TV show launched, I am probably going to rewear some of my clothes on that show. And I don't give a heart and doot what other women think. All right? If it fits, if it hides the cellulite, if it makes my butt look tighter, if the boobs look perkier, I am going to wear that outfit till it disintegrates. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can I hear an amen?
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Well, the Marxist socialist sitting in the White House has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow us also on our iPhone app and our Android app. Well, maybe you don't follow, but you can listen on The Dr. Dahlia Show. See, I say follow and then try to do a save. You see how I did that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. iPhone app, Android app for free. You can download it and then listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. And it is. It's a good listen. It is. Okay. The Colorado cantaloupe farmers have been arrested for the listeria outbreak that killed 33 people. back in 2011. The owners of the Cantaloupe Farm, brothers Eric and Ryan Jensen, were arrested on misdemeanor charges of introducing adulterated food into interstate commerce. Each man faces six counts. They pleaded not guilty in federal court and were released on unsecured bonds. Trial is scheduled for December 2nd. Hold on. Prosecutors said the FDA and the CDC determined the Jensens didn't adequately clean the cantaloupe. Weren't there issues with the farm where there was dirty water and trucks that possibly brought the listeria from soil near the machines that sorted the cantaloupes? Wasn't that why they thought, you know, it was, I mean, you know, these guys, they might have owned the farm, but they're responsible for the workers and any half-assed job the workers do. Right? And somebody driving in their truck with mud on it and that, you know, but it's frightening that that many people died and many others got sick. Criminal charges, they say, in food poisoning cases are rare. The attorney who's representing many of the listeria victims, the attorney is William Marler. He says only four other people have faced such charges in the past decade. They think it was dirty water on the floor and old, hard-to-clean equipment were probably to blame. It was one of the deadliest outbreaks of listeria in 25 years. Many of the lawsuits are filed by people who were sickened or family members of those who had died. The brothers are 37 years old and 33 years old. They could face up to 6 years in prison and up to $1.5 million in fines if convicted on all counts against them. The farm has filed for bankruptcy since the outbreak. And the brothers did release a statement saying the outbreak was a terrible accident. They were shocked and saddened by it. But the statement obviously doesn't implicate them. It doesn't, no admission of guilt, et cetera. Pretty scary stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. They say that the outbreak was possibly caused by pools of water on the floor, old, hard to clean equipment, and that the contamination probably occurred at the packing facility. Listeria samples were positive on when they tested the equipment and the fruit. Now, what was so scary about the listeria outbreak, if you remember, is people were getting sick weeks later. And they didn't realize it was due to cantaloupe. Now, many of us would think, okay, well, wait a second. If you ate cantaloupe and that's not something you regularly eat and you remember you had a barbecue, then you would think back, okay, I had cantaloupe at the barbecue. But no. Okay, many restaurants throw pieces of cantaloupe on the plate. Now, I'm not saying restaurants were a part of this, but just think about it. You get cantaloupe a variety of ways. I think even in some bars, don't they make little melon balls and throw that on some of the drinks? Right? Well, I know there's the drink melon ball, but I'm talking about the fruit. You know, so, you know, there's ways you may be getting cantaloupe that you don't even realize or think about. So now, here you start coming down with symptoms, right? Fever, malaise, diarrhea, a variety of different symptoms that listeria could cause. And you think you have the flu. Or you think you have a cold or something, so you try to tough it out. Maybe you don't have health insurance, or you don't think to go to the doctor. And since you don't think it was something the health department would be interested in because you don't think it was a foodborne illness, you don't get treated. And then by the time it gets discovered, it's too late. So what I like to tell my patients to do and my listeners is assume you were poisoned until proven otherwise. Okay? Now, many of us will blame the wife or the husband for coughing on us and getting us sick, or we blame the kids. Okay, fine. But in terms of, quote-unquote, assume you've been poisoned until proven otherwise, the reason why I tell my patients that is that may be the last thing the doctors think of. Okay? Doctors are smart. But mind you, they aren't supposed to go after the zebras when they're supposed to at first be looking for the horse. Okay? The horses. Most things, most coughs, colds, infections, fevers, diarrhea, etc., are in the, you know, viral bacteria family that would be more common. Okay, nobody's going to be thinking of a food poisoning incident first time out. Nobody's going to be thinking of a chemical poisoning or, you know. And so my recommendation to you is if you do start to feel sick or feel symptoms, make an immediate log or diary of what you ate and where you ate it. Okay? Because hopefully somebody else who had those symptoms already contacted the health department or contacted their doctor who would have contacted the health department. And let's say you have diarrhea. That's not going away. You could always do something called an ova and parasites and a stool culture. C. diff I like to sometimes run as well, where I like to see what could be growing in the stool. I really dig that stuff. I like seeing what's growing in the stool. Of course, I don't actually look at the stool. I just get the piece of paper. But it's cool stuff. Okay, and then, you know, if the doctor's starting to pick up E. coli or Salmonella or Listeria in these samples, then usually the health department, depending on what state you live in, gets contacted. And then with X number of calls, they, and who knows, maybe even with the first call, they start investigating it. So it's, unfortunately, I think a lot of people let things go. And I urge you to not. Just, you know, let the doctor say, oh, it's not that, you're overreacting, it's not food poisoning. Let the doctor do that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People are overreacting to this news that they're looking for a new James Bond. And apparently, author William Boyd, okay, I know, I thought it would be Ian Fleming, but I guess William Boyd is the, how is that? Okay, I don't understand. Okay, so you got Ian Fleming, who started the series, and then William Boyd, I apologize, he's just known as an author, maybe because he's continuing these books. Anyway, he would like to see Daniel Day-Lewis as the next James Bond. Now, I'm hearing this news, many of you are like, well, wait a second, what's happening to Daniel Craig? Daniel Craig, I think, is my age. I mean, he's not that old, right? You could be in your 40s. Isn't he in his 40s? I think he may be just a little younger than me. I think he could be young. Oh, my gosh. James Bond younger? Once James Bond gets younger than you, doesn't that make you feel old? I got to look it up. But I thought, you know, a James Bond is supposed to be middle-aged. That's what's so sexy about it. Well, so anyway, so they're looking at Daniel Day. Well, from what I heard, Daniel Day-Lewis said, no, thank you. I mean, can you imagine being a James Bond? You know, one of my friends had brought up years ago that usually women that star in James Bond movies, a Bond girl, usually her career doesn't last that long. There's some sort of a jinx with women in the James Bond series. They just don't have the longevity that they should. You know, like Denise Richards, Thatcher? Grace Jones, you know, Bond girls, Halle Berry. After the Bond flick, they just don't seem to have the same fame. I don't know. All right. I don't know. Daniel Day-Lewis, I still have to see Lincoln. I can't wait to see it. But as far as I'm concerned, just pay Daniel Craig a little more so we could keep him. Now, I am a big fan of Channing Tatum. He's very sexy, but I think he's too young for that role. And Viggo Mortensen. I could very easily watch another decade of Viggo Mortensen. So I would say that. All right, guys. A lot more to talk about over the next few shows of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are also live Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to be talking about antibodies in shark blood that may prevent breast cancer growth. You thought that you should hate sharks? Nope. Jaws may actually be our friend. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.